Okay. Okay. Does everyone has a handout? Okay. Well, this is actually a joint paper between Peter Bauder from the University of Munich and myself, and it represents just the initial stages of a collaborative work. The basic idea or the basic intention is to develop some software which allows to analyze Dobe's corpora. The thing is, what you already know, we have more than 50 Dobe's teams already working all around the world, and so they compile corpora of different sizes, but approximately with a similar or comparable structure. And for us, it was the main question was how to exploit these corpora, which have a certain structure, and I will come in a moment on this question, how to exploit them by corpus linguistic means and to get the data to write a grammar. So actually, this paper is not on the presentation of grammatical knowledge, but rather on methods how to get this knowledge from the data collected by Dobe's corpora, but we hope that this is extendable to other corpora later on. Well, of course, what we have in mind is that say first is that we have to adapt corpus linguistic methods to the specific structure of the Dobe's corpora, especially on ELAN files. And for that, I first want to talk a little bit about the structure of these files, or not in a technical way, but in the structure of these text corpora. Then I want to show illustrate some possibilities how to get the data for example, a semasiological grammar or part of the grammar, and how to get data for the onomasiological part of the grammar. And I want to give a kind of typology of searches on these corpora, which are useful. And the second part, well, and that's the technical part, I want to present the initial stages of a software, analyzing software. It's called Poyo Analyzer, developed by Peter Bauder, who unfortunately couldn't be here today, but he explained it to me. I have to admit that the software does not run on my computer, and I even can't explain to you technical details. But I want to give you a screenshot and give you an idea how the software will work. Okay. Well, the structure of these ELAN files, usually what you have in these corpora are texts with four lines, more or less four lines. Usually you have at least four. You have four lines with a transcription, with morpheme, break line, glossing, and idiomatic translation. This is some kind of standard format of a text. The important thing is what I would like to argue for is that corpus like with this structure is much more richer in information than usual monolingual corpora used by linguists who are interested in English or German or so. Because you have, first of all, you have a translation. So you have a kind of parallel corpus. And this is a very important thing for the search routines. And the second thing is you have a morpheme by morpheme glossing. So this is an enriched corpus. And even if the corpora, the Dobe's corpora, are small in size, they allow to extract much more information than perhaps a monolingual huge corpus used, for example, the British National corpus or something like that. But I think I have to, it's also important to keep in mind how that there are some possible shortcomings. Let's take the text here. The text here, that's the first line. I hope you can see that, yeah. It's the first line usually in this ELAN screenshot. The text here contains a lot of decisions already made by the linguists. For example, the segmentation of words. It's a decision it's which may turn out wrong later on. Then the orthography you have developed. Most linguists develop a kind of practical orthography based on phonological properties of the language. This may turn out wrong later on or during the process of the documentation. Well, and another thing which is important, usually you have kinds of sentence units in these ELAN texts. But this is also a decision by the linguist. Where is the break for sentences or utterances? And this may turn out wrong later on. So there are many, many problems or decisions already made which may turn out later on if the documentation, for example, is finished or if you start to write or to analyze the text for the grammar. Then take the translation line. Translations, well, idiomatic translation in English or another European language mostly, they may be incomplete. They may leave something out to inference, which is explicitly said, or the other way around. They may translate certain elements which are not really in the original text, but which are left for inference in the original text. And finally, the morpheme gloss and glosses, the morpheme breaks and glosses. There may be mistakes which the linguist will find out later on. There may be inconsistencies with the analysis, or there may be inconsistencies with regard to the glossing, like the assignment of certain glosses for a certain form, which may be wrong later on. Okay, so this, I think that's not a huge problem because it's not the major goal of the documentation to present a correct linguistic analysis of the language, of the endangered language, but to make texts and accessible to non-speakers of the language. So that's fine for the documentation. But as I said, for the analyzing linguist, there may be a lot of mistakes in it, inconsistencies. So there is some cautious to be made here. But even if there are possible shortcomings of the transcription, of the glossing, of the translation, these lines add valuable information to the original recording, to the original text. And so you can start from this kind of corpus or these types of texts for further linguistic research. Well, in principle, from a technical point of view, the searches you can do on these corpora are pretty independent of the major distinction between semasiological or onomasiological grammar. The technical point is independent of that distinctions. The searches you are, the points you are looking for is usually forms or constructions in certain contexts, and what you want to find out is if these forms, or grammatical forms or lexical forms in these contexts, which kind of function do they have in these contexts. This is pretty clear. That's one of the types of searches you want to do within a certain linguistic context, like in the word. There are subcontexts of different syntactic complexities like the word or the sentence or so, it would be nice to have already these contexts at hand here. Another kind of searches, I mean, that's a very abstracted form I presented here. Another kind of searches is, of course, the co-occurrence of two forms or constructions, either in one tier or across tiers. These are actually the kinds of searches you want to do with to get the information or certain information from these texts. The other thing what is very useful is to combine these searches with certain logical operators like AND, OR, and NOT, so that you can formulate different kinds of searches here and sets of results. This is very abstract and, I'm not there. And I want to give you a few examples of things descriptive linguists would like to do with such an analyzing software. First of all, I start with the approach, with the semasiological approach. Here you have certain certain levels of syntagmatic complexity, and if you were studying or you try to find, to identify the grammatical and the lexical forms, and you, of course, you want to know what kind of combinations they allow in certain contexts. So how can you do that? Actually, I tried to do some of these searches, which I can't, because of time reason, can't explain all here. I tried to do that with Elan. And Elan has a pretty good search engine, but it's poorly documented in the Elan manual. It allows searches in certain tiers, it allows searches across tiers. But the representation of the data is the most important problem of Elan, because you get only the tiers, the lines, I mean the tiers, and not the interlinear glossing of the results. So what you have to do, if you do a search with Elan, like you search a certain grammatical form in all contexts, you always get only the lines and not the interlinear glossed lines. That's pretty uncomfortable, because you have to switch to jump all the time from the hits to the texts and back forward. Takes a lot of time and is not really comfortable. Another thing what you would like to do with, for example, if you want to identify lexical stems or lexemes in the language and you don't have a lexicon, or you want to identify grammatical forms, what is very helpful is to export a list of all word forms. Elan does that. So you can do that with Elan, but you get only the list. You can't jump back to the text and with this list, you can export this list. So there are some shortcomings in Elan, which the software Peter Bauder is about to develop, will improve that. So that's the final, I mean, that's the goal of the whole enterprise. How many minutes was that? 10 minutes, okay. Well, I think I want to focus on a special type of searches besides the semasiological kinds of searches. And that's the searches which are useful for getting the information which are important for the functional domains, for the onomasiological approach. And here, Dobe's corpora have a special strength. And this strength come from the translation and from the glossing you have. So, if you want to get information on, following the onomasiological approach, how can you do that with a monolingual corpus? You can't, actually, because you, in a monolingual corpus, you just search the forms. You can just search the forms. in Dobis corpora, you have the translation. So if you know how semantically a certain concept is expressed, for example, in English, you can search that from the translation tier. And you find forms which correspond to that in the target language. And this can be done very systematically. So if you look in your handout on table 6, that's actually the table we already saw with regard to the Maya grammar Christian Lehmann has put here on the screen. It's a list of functional concepts. And in this table in the handout, I put some, cues for searching these functional concepts in the English translation line. So for example, if you want to see how future tense is expressed in Ho-Chunk, well, all examples here come from our Ho-Chunk corpus. That's Ho-Chunk is a Siouan language in Wisconsin. And we had Christian Lehmann and I had a project on the documentation of this language. So if you want to see how future is expressed in Ho-Chunk, you just look for the will constructions in English. And you find them, the forms which correspond to that in your Ho-Chunk, in the Ho-Chunk language. Of course, we have also, this is a very easy way to see how certain semantic concepts are expressed. You can do that also with certain verb forms. You can do that also with certain constructions. For example, if you want to look to see how comparative and superlative, very important categories of the adjective, are expressed in Ho-Chunk, you just search for the translation, for the English expression, like smaller, ER ending plus the then, and you get corresponding expressions in Ho-Chunk. The interesting thing is that you find many corresponding constructions in Ho-Chunk because Ho-Chunk does not have a grammaticalized comparative. So this, you can use this kind of search also to find how things are expressed in a language which does not have these concepts grammaticalized. There are some examples in the handout which I can't discuss further. Tense and comparison are just two examples how I did that. In the last part of the talk, I want to come to the initial stages of a software. It's probably too far-fetched to speak of a prototype already, but it runs on Peter Bauder's computer, but not on mine. It's difficult to install the whole thing, and since I'm technically speaking, I have no idea how to do it, to install this software. But this will be done in the future. So this is the screenshot of the user interface with the software. It's called the Poyo Analyzer. The software is already downloadable from the web page you find on your handout. But you need to know, you have to have computer linguistic knowledge to install that on your computer. I don't know how to do it. What you can see here on this screenshot is an example search of the definite article in Ho-Chunk. The definite article is expressed by ra, and you find this ra in the search lines in field number 2. And so I will quickly go through the different parts of the screenshot or of the user interface. Mm-hmm. The first part, that means 1, means that there are search tabs, and they allow successive searches. That means each new search filters on a previous search, which is a very important function, so that you can search from a certain set of hits you already got, you can continue to search to do another search. The display, the results of the searches are displayed in with regard to the current tab. So the results are displayed then in field number 6. Okay. So in 2, you find the input fields for the searches, and you see you can search all tiers, and you can also define certain logical relations between these searches. You can all use regular expressions. I mean, the full set of regular expressions work here. And I think, well, that's one of the things you have to learn how to use, how to use and write regular expressions. That's important. And I told Peter that at the end he should do a good manual, a good description, and a good pedagogical chapter on regular expressions, because that's not common sense to use regular expressions. But that's important here. So, as I said, the search options can be related with the logical operators and not. And there is another one which means contained matches. This means that you can sort that you, if you define 2 items you are searching for, you can define that these items should be in 1 annotation. They should be contained, for example, in 1 word, so that you do not just get all cases of ra in the original text and all cases of def as a gloss of definite article, but only if they match in 1 word. This is an important thing. For example, if you look for allomorphy, that can be very helpful, because for example, if you search for future tense, and you get then all allomorphs. Well, then what do we have next? You can save and restore all hits you get. That means you can come back to all the hits later on. And you can add files. That means you can define subcorpora. Well, that's pretty easy. But as soon as you add another text file, the search will automatically update it. So that's also a very useful function. The hits are highlighted in green. That's what you see in the field number 6. And the display can be switched between centered, like a normal quick display, or they can be presented. The hits can be presented like what you see here on the screenshot. Well, these are the main functions which still work, which are still implemented. There are also future plans to enrich this software, and one of them is, of course, that you can search for classes of glosses or classes of forms. I come to an end here. Well, but that's of course the promise for the future. Right now, it's as you see it here, and it helps to overcome some of the shortcomings of ALAN as a tool for analyzing your Dobis corpus. It will be helpful if it runs and if it's documented well, and so that linguists who were busy to compile such a Dobis corpus will be able then in the future, and I think many of them intend to do that, will able to use that as a corpus linguistic tool for analyzing their data. Well, that's actually it. Thank you very much for your attention.